This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Kuf Nuntes, Sif Zayin. We learned at the beginning of the Mechaber that when you wash until Sidayim, the water has to come from the Kayach of Anoisin. Therefore, if you have a water canal that somebody draws water from the river and pours it into the canal, and from there it waters the field, you can't put your hands in the water canal because it's not coming mikayach adam, because kvar pasak kayach hashofech. But if you put your hands close to the place where it's pouring out, even though you're not mamish putting it under the shvicha, also loy netila. It works, because as long as it's close to the makam hashvicha, it's coming mikayach noisein. And not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says sivkat lamed zayin, it's chashav mikayach hakli. It doesn't have to come directly from a kli, it has to come mikayach hakli. It's coming mikayach hakli. But if you immerse your hands in the canal, it's not tahar mibnei shehim shuvim, because it's drawn water. Says the Mishnah Berurah sivkat lamed tes ve'in machshir mikayach tvila. You can only allow immersion of hands with water that's kosher to immerse the body. Look later on that the ravid is machsher mayim shuvim if it's 40 sa on the ground. In other words, if you have a men's mikvah is 40 sa, but it's usually she'uvim, right? So you could do tevilas yadayim in it. Ach be'emes rabim pligi alei k'mashukasavnu sham beveir halacha. Fine. The mechaber continues. V'hani mili b'doyle she'shoyfeich v'noisein l'toychat sinar atzmai. This is only if you draw water and you pour it and you put it in the canal itself. Aval im noisein oisam chutz latzinar. If you're going to put it outside of the canal. You see, the canal is a kli. So it's therefore it renders it mayim shuvim. But what if it, aval im noisein oisam chutz latzinar, umamshach oisam latzinar, it then flows in the ground to the canal, vehitvil bayadav, Tahoyrois. Why? Dishuvim shehem shichuha kishera. Mayim shuvim that flowed in the ground is kosher. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem, chutz latzinar umamshach v'shir hahamshacha. The amount that it has to be nimshach sheyizbatel shem sheuvin al yedei zeh hu shloisha tvachim. The amount that something has to flow for something to be considered mayim sheuvim is 3 tvachim. Who says this? The Prima Gadim in Yaradeya, Simen Reish Aleph, Sivkat and Memhei. U'machmas hatzinar atzmai loy hayu sheuvin. So you'll ask, okay, it's very nice it flowed in the ground, but once it flowed in the canal, the flowing in the canal should render it shuvim. No, machman sinar asal have a shuvim, demayu shalai haya alav shem kli. We're talking about where the tsinar was not a kli. How's that? Kugon shalai nasu bay dalet safais the kabel besaychai. Di'ilu haya tsinar atzmai kli, if the tsinar itself was a kli, loim hani hamshacha, the hamshacha is not going to help, to hashuvin hei machmas zeh tsinar gufa, vein shayach sham tvila klal. So this is pretty interesting. If it flowed too much in the tsinar, so kvar pasak kayach hanoisein. If the tsinar has 4 sides to it, it's a kli, and it wouldn't even be good for tevilas yadayim. But in order to get out the din of she'uvim, you see, the problem is it's she'uvim because it's originally, you you drew water from the river, so you filled it up with a big Nagel Vasser cup, so now it's Mayim Shuvim. Then you poured it into the ground. If it's Nimshach in the ground three Tvachim, then it's no longer Shuvim. Why isn't it rendered Shuvim? Because of the Tzinar itself. We're talking about where the Tzinar itself is not a Kli. Okay, Shehim Shichuha. What do you mean the mayim was drawn? Mayim, what do you mean the water was nimshach? Do we allow mayim shuvim that was nimshach for someone to be toivel completely for tevilas haguf? We're machmir im kol hamayim shuvim. K'may shukasu b'yardei simen reish aleph. The Natila Durabanon Samchul Hakel Adas Hamatirin Sham, that Mayim Shuvin Shehem Shichuha is Kasher Lenatilas Yadayim Kishera Vedavka Sheyesh by Arbaim Sa. Here's another component, here's another ingredient. It has to have 40 sa, says the Rashal in the El Yerabah. Da'af l'man d'meika l'kaman b'sif yadalad b'pachas mizah, that even the one that's lenient later on, less than 40 sa, halay ikar hadin da'al yidei hamshacha gam ken kulahi. That's because by the water being mamshach, that's a leniency. V'loy mekalinan kulahai. We're not going to be so lenient. You also need the water to be at rest, but not actively flowing. You're closing off the end of this pipe for the water to gather, because there's another rule about water that's not from a mayan, from water that's rainwater. It can't be flowing to be kosher for immersion. So it has to be stationary. I mean, basically, you're not going to find it. This is not really possible. I don't see how this is possible. Because you need the water to be nimshach. It had to flow. And it can't be actively flowing. Meaning, if you filled up water from a lake and you poured it into some kind of irrigation canal, so the water is Mayim Shuvim. So you need the water to extract it from the category of Mayim Shuvim. You need it to flow in the ground. But if you can't immerse your hands while it's flowing, because since it was at one point Mayim Shuvim, if it's flowing, it's going to be pasul. Mayim Zoichelin is only for... Mayim Zoichelin only works for a Mayan. It is possible next year in Chavar de Hilchosa, maybe we'll do Hilchos Mikvais. I'm inclined to do it. I don't know if they're going to let me. But the basic difference between megishamim and a mayan, rainwater and a spring, is rainwater is only metaher be'ashboiran, it's called, if it's stationary. A mayan is metaher even if it's zoichalen, even if it's flowing. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even though I said it had to have flowed, it can't be actively flowing. Okay. Weiter in the Mechaber second line, Vafilu doyle v'noisen l'toicha charitz atzmai. Now, we said that if you pour it into the charitz itself, it's going to be pasul. Why? And you immerse your hands, going to be pasul because it's mayim shuvim. But vafilu doyle v'noisen l'toicha charitz atzmai im hadli nakov me'achayrav. If the bucket has a hole in its back, b'koines mashke, enough for water to enter, and while you're pouring into the irrigation canal, it's dripping into the river, you could be toivel your hands. The chashivi ki ilu hitbel bayar, it's considered like you immerse your hands in the river. The nitzak zeh, this flow, this connection, mechabera kli layar, attaches the kli to the river. The chashivi mayim shabat sinar mechubar lemei hamayar. Afagav, even though the nitzak zeh, this kind of attachment, lechashiv chibor leinyan tefila. You ready for the case? The case is like this. You live in Alabama. No, you live in Tennessee. And you live right near the Mississippi River. And you have an irrigation canal 10 feet away, no, 2 feet away from the Mississippi River. But your irrigation canal is not connected to the Mississippi River. That's the case of the Mechaber. You have what is called a tsinar, that's the irrigation canal, and you have a ya'ar. Ya'ar is a natural river. And you have a tsinar, that's the irrigation canal. They are not connected. The only way to get water into the irrigation canal is you have to fill up your bucket, you put your bucket into the Mississippi River, and then you pour the water into the irrigation canal. So the Mississippi River is a flowing spring of water. But for whatever reason, you're not using it for Netilas Yadayim. You want to use the irrigation canal. So the issue is, the irrigation canal is coming from a bucket. So it's Mayim She'uvim. But if it flows in the ground, 3 Tfachim first, that removes it from the category of Mayim She'uvim. But now the Mechaber is saying a great Hamtza'ah. If your bucket has a big hole in it, so you're filling up the bucket, and as you're pouring water into the irrigation canal, it's flowing, there's a hole in the bucket, so it's continuously dripping back into the river. So the river is now connected to the irrigation canal, because your bucket is pouring water into the irrigation canal, while water is falling out of the bucket back into the river. So it's Mississippi River. The water flowing out of the bucket connects the Mississippi River to your bucket. The water pouring out of the bucket connects the Mississippi River to the irrigation canal. And now, the water in the irrigation canal is directly connected to the Mississippi River. And therefore, the Mechaber says, you could immerse your hands in the irrigation canal, even though the water did not flow 3 tvachim, so there is no hamshacha. And technically speaking, it should be Mayim She'uvim because the water was in the bucket and it was never Nimshach. But it's considered a Nitzuk Hareza Chibor. Nitzuk means that a flow of water attaches things. I'll give you an example. If, let's say, you went to Smashburger, to get their special pig-flavored coffee. You got confused. You didn't know that you can only get coffee in Smash House. And you went to Smash Burger to get coffee. And you have Smash Burger coffee granules in your mug. And you go to your urn. And you turn on the hot water. And the hot water in the urn is now touching the granules of instant coffee from Smash Burger. Now your urn is trafe. Why? Nitzuk harei zeh chibor, the flow of water that comes out of your urn connects the smash burger cough treif granules into your urn. So that's the case over here. Basically, you're filling up water from the river, you're pouring it into the tsinar, but there's a big hole in the bucket. Says the Mishnah Brura, L'toich ha-charitz, Ratzul Lomer, L'toich ha-charitz shel ha-tsinar. Bekoines mashek mashke umavor le'abas of aleph dechsha moitzi tif achar tif koines mashkehu. If it's letting out drip after drip, it will allow water to come in. V'yesh rotzim lamer dekansoch she gadok tza she nira hakiloch. Some say you need it to be a little bit bigger over here that you could see the flow. The oz chashiv mechuber lemei mei hayar. Then it's considered connected to the waters of the river. V'ayim bebeis yosef le'el b'roish ha-simen b'mashe hivi b'shem ma'arik. The lefize hava hashir benekev ka'adasha. It needs to be like a lentil. So mechaber hakli layar v'adin imba besfino. Let's say you're on a boat. You're on the very safe Titanic, and you're on board, and you need to wash your hands. So you could just wait a few more minutes until the boat capsizes, but you didn't realize that would happen, and you can't reach down and dunk your hands into the ocean. So there's a great idea. Ve'ein loy kli shalem. You don't have a real kli. Rak kli menukav kekanes mashi. You have a kli with a hole in it. Doila min hayam umat bil yadav bay. You could draw from the sea and dunk your hands in it. Why? Shamei mei kli mechubarim lemei hayam. Because the water in the kli is attached to the water in the ocean. Al yedei shamayim noitvim derech hanekav, with the water going out of the hole. So Baruch Hashem, there is a situation that you could wash Netilas Yadayim with a plastic cup. What do you do? If, let's say, you're on a boat and you fill up the plastic cup with water. Now, you can't actually use the cup itself. You make a giant gash in the plastic cup. The water now, it's talking about a big disposable plastic cup. The water now pours down into the ocean. Then you immerse your hands in the water in the plastic cup. It's like you immersed it in the ocean, because the continuous flow of water connects the water in your cup to the ocean. So you're bringing the ocean to you. One more. Le'inyan. Now, even though this doesn't work, le'gabe tefillah, le'inyan tefillah, de'nitzak enech yibar sham klal. In other words, yeah, you have a guy on the boat. He's on a cruise, and even though he doesn't really care about eating kosher food, but he has to go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos. So what he could do, but there's no mikveh on, surprise, shockingly, there's no mikveh on this non-kosher cruise. So what he could do is he could get a big cup, make a big hole in it, fill it up with water, let the water drain out into the ocean, and he could immerse in the cup. Could he do that? No. He can't do that. Nitzuk is not a chibur for tevila, only for netilas yadayim. Even in a case where mixing waters helps for the water, who b'shir gadol, it has to be a very big connection, and not through a small connection like this. Okay, we'll hold it over here in Mishnah Berurah, and hang in just for a moment.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.